This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A few innings into the first playoff game at Fenway since 2009, the Red Sox began to make it look easy in Game 1 of the American League Division Series. They beat the Tampa Bay Rays yesterday 12-2. They meet again for Game 2 of the best-of-five series this afternoon in Boston. Doug Tribou of WBUR's Only a Game is covering this series. Good morning, Doug.
Hi, Sharon.
So, Red Sox starting pitcher John Lester gave up a couple of solo home runs in the early innings, and the Sox were hitless until, in the bottom of the fourth, the Rays just fell apart. They went from up 2-0 to down 5-2 at that point. What happened?
Well, Dustin Pedroia had a single, and then David Ortiz hit a long but fairly routine fly ball to the outfield, and Will Myers, the right fielder for the Tampa Bay Rays, just kind of stopped at the warning track, and it looked like he lost it, and the ball ended up turning into a ground rule double for Ortiz, and that just opened the floodgates. The hits and runs started to follow. After the game, Myers blamed only himself for the missed ball, and he was asked if he'd heard anyone call for the ball the way outfielders do from the Red Sox bullpen to mess him up.
I didn't hear anything but the crowd yelling. They were loud. It was just my fault for not taking control of the situation.
There were a couple of misplayed balls in the outfield throughout the game for the Rays. Sean Rodriguez was having trouble with balls off the wall. But the other odd thing in the fourth inning was Jacoby Ellsbury struck out. That should have ended the inning, but the ball hit the catcher's shin guard and then went to the backstop and set up a sequence that scored that fifth run.
Now, John Lester got the win yesterday. How would you rate his performance?
Lester came out of the gates really, really strongly. He had four strikeouts to start the game. And he said that the energy and the emotion of starting a game one in the playoffs really gave him a boost.
You know, getting to start game one here at Fenway Park is pretty exciting. Adrenaline was going. Our game plan early on was to set the tone, come right after the guys.
So I thought Lester was really stellar. In the postseason, teams are going to score runs. It's whether you can hold them down enough to give your team a chance to win.
Well, speaking about scoring runs, the Red Sox managed to score 12 runs against the Rays without hitting a single home run. I love statistics. All nine starters had at least a hit and a run, and it's only the third time that's happened in postseason history by any team, and the first time since 1936.
That's amazing. I mean, you talk about team performances. This pretty much defines it. They just kept coming, and this is what is so tough about this Red Sox team is you can't fall asleep as a pitcher on any part of the order. Top to bottom, they got hit after hit, everybody involved, and they did damage all the way up and down the lineup. And that's going to be a key thing for them throughout this series. And if they go further into the playoffs, it's a hard team to stop because everybody contributes.
Now, this afternoon is game two. The Red Sox star John Lackey against Tampa Bay's David Price, who's, you know, only the reigning AL Cy Young winner. What are the keys for another Red Sox win?
Well, they've got two problems. They've got to get to David Price, which is never an easy task, and they need to get some run support. That's been an off-and-on problem for this year, not getting enough run support for John Lackey. And for John Lackey, I think he needs to get out of the gate strong. He sometimes has a rough first inning or two and then really settles in. That's dangerous in the playoffs. So the Sox just kind of need to keep up this momentum and see what they can do today against one of the AL's best pitchers.
Well, whatever happens this afternoon, Doug, you will be there to witness it?
I will be there, and hopefully we'll see another good game.
Doug, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sharon.
Doug Tribou covers sports for Only a Game, which airs Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR. Follow him on Twitter at Doug Tribou, that's T-R-I-B-O-U, for updates on the series between the Red Sox and Rays.